ABC Radio Australia.
First, the Super W season is just around the corner, and all eyes are on the Fijiana and Drua.
Luenengila to Rocco Uono. A new champion is crowned in the Super W. The Fijiana and Drua etch their name and nation into women's rugby history here in Australia.
What an amazing game.
It was certainly an amazing season. They truly did shock the rugby world last year, downing the undefeated Waratahs to win that Super W title. And to find out more about what's in store for their second season, I spoke to Male Inoke, who is the team's new coach.
Last season, we have to play all our games in Australia. And we are thankful for Rugby Australia and the Super W that they have given us two home games so that the Fijian fans can see Fijian and Rua, first two games.
How much has the team changed since last season? Do you have the majority of the core group which won last season's premiership coming back into the side this year?
Yes, definitely. We have a core side of the but this year some of them have moved to other franchises in Australia. Some of them have chosen to go to the rugby league, and some of them have traveled across to Japan. And thankful that the competition in Fiji, the women's competition has livened up, has been in the process for the last 2 years, and we've managed to get some of the needles ready to raise their hands for the next level of rugby.
I suppose that's sometimes the price you pay with success, like what you guys had last year. With success comes more opportunity for girls to take new contracts and things like that, isn't it?
Definitely, yes, yes. And most of the girls want to have some more contracts. That's a good development for us in Fiji rugby, in women's rugby. When this time comes, those girls are already playing in top-level rugby.
So, obviously, last year, like I mentioned, it was such a fairy tale. You probably took some teams by surprise. Do you think this season it'll be a lot harder for the girls to achieve that same level of success, given I imagine a lot of the other clubs will probably be ready for you guys this year?
Yes, yes. I've just returned from Australia the last week for the launch of the Super W. And I saw that all the girls, all the teams can't wait to meet the Fiji team, Fiji Anandua, because of what we did last year. And I think it's a big stuff for the girls to defend the trophy this year.
Just given what you guys achieved last year, you've obviously got a home game coming up in a couple of weeks' time. Is the support at home representative of what the girls achieved last year? Like, are the people in Fiji really getting behind them?
I think when the girls won the Women's Rugby Cup, I think that's the turning point of everything in women's rugby in Fiji. As you can be aware that the culture of Fijian women are not the cultures in our tradition, they can play rugby. They can wear shorts in the playground, in the community. So when the girls won the Super Cup women's competition last year, it changes everything. The momentum of rugby in the women's rugby is more than the men. Lots of the support from the women's, because lots of the support from women's are massive. And we are thankful that the trophy that they won really lift the standard and the momentum of women playing rugby in Fiji.
Yeah, it's great to hear. And is this new season a real opportunity to build on that momentum that you generated last year?
Yeah, surely, surely. If we play better this year, it will also boost the sponsors, and everything that comes under women's rugby will be massive, and we will be grateful for that. We'll be working hard this year, more harder than last year.
And just lastly, you were obviously the assistant coach last season. You've been placed at the helm in the top job as the head coach heading into this season. Are you excited for the task ahead?
I'm excited, and this is not the first time I've been a head coach. So the last time that I was a head coach for the Flying Fijian was 2012 and 2013. So I know the hard job that behind it, And I know that without hard work and sacrifice, we can't win the tournament.
Male Enoke, the newly appointed head coach of the Fijiana Ndrua, speaking to me there, and they'll kick off the season at home against the Brumbies next Friday.